Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
ESPN FM 101.5 and 1480 AM Studios. This is the Gregeth and Hooks Show. Call the show 402-466-3776. Your teams, your town, your show. Here are your hosts, Nick Gregeth and Bill Hooks.
Gregeth and Hooks on Lincoln Sports Authority, ESPN FM 101.5, 1480. I am Nick Gregeth, Bill Hooks, Will Wilson, all hanging out with you on a hump day. Halfway through the week, it is a Husker game day. Hosting. Tomorrow is the game day. Listen, my week is all turned around.
I got you.
Tomorrow, Nebraska, Michigan State. We were supposed to talk to Robin Washit about that, but he is at all sorts of appointments and stuff, so we will not have Robin Washit today.
He's a busy man.
Yes, he is. So we'll maybe try to get him on tomorrow, see if that's an option to get our good friend Robin Washit from HuskerOnline.com on the show to join us. I don't blame him. I would bump us to be on a Michigan State radio show, too.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, probably. I don't blame him. He doesn't know this, but he owes us beers.
Yeah, no. Anytime
I'm almost
you do
positive.
Anytime you do that, that's what happens. Well, it's a given.
Right. I mean, like, these are valuable airwaves that we're handing him for his uncanny insight.
You can't just go on your schedule because you are Robin Washit.
Yeah, I know. Who do you think you are?
Still a Giants fan.
I mean, that's accurate. Welcome into the show. We got a lot to get to today. I am tweeting out right now. Somehow I got sucked into this online argument.
Yeah.
No, what are you going to say? Say it, Hooks.
Say it, Hooks. Well, he got sucked into an argument.
Say it.
He was standing by innocent and did nothing to do anything about it. You didn't poke anything.
Hey, there's some conversations that sometimes you just find yourself in.
All I literally said was, if my favorite nachos were in front of me or my favorite burger of all time is in front of me,
yeah,
I'm choosing nachos.
Right.
What did I do? Nothing. Then I'm told
what happened after that?
I'm told that's burger slander is what I'm told.
What?
I don't know what that means. Slander typically is something where I'm alleging something negative or bad about said item.
Anybody that knows you, it's like, now I'll ask you this one. If it was nachos or french fries, yes.
Well, nacho fries.
The fact that you're talking to, you know, somebody who is known for, you know, their food takes.
I just want to throw out there, I had the beer and barbecue show years before that individual. And I do love me some Dan Hoppin. So I'm tweeting out. So I want to know from you guys. I'm okay with it. If you tell me, here's the deal. I'm going to be super honest here. There are two things in this world, in this town. If you said Nicholas, and then you give me the Nicholas, that's fine.
Right, Nicholas!
If you go Nicholas, we are today. I know you've been working out. You're trying to be in shape. I want you to break. Your healthy eating routine today, because I'm going to take you to either Bison Witches to get their nacho plate. You ever had that thing? Have you ever had that thing?
No.
Oh, my God.
I actually have.
It is a tray, like a McDonald's tray.
Of nachos.
Many people don't know this. There's three options, not two. All right? Your three options are chili cheese nachos. All right. Ooh. Which is, again, think of like a McDonald's tray, that size of nachos. That's how big this thing is, and it's stacked up. They have chicken nachos.
Okay.
Or chili cheese chicken nachos. Which is what I order when I go in there. And those 4,000 calories are in my belly. All right. That their salsa is to die for. I love it. There's other really good places to get nachos in town, but that's my favorite. Okay, I'm just putting that out there. All right, that's my favorite.
You're making me hungry.
Or if we go to Laszlo's and I get their barbecue bacon burger. Their barbecue bacon burger and their french fries is one of my favorite dishes in town. Whenever I have, like, it's our anniversary or it's my birthday, my wife knows we're probably going to go to Laszlo's because there's stuff there for the kids and all that kind of stuff.
And you know what you're
and
doing.
I like their beer.
I don't need a menu.
So, yes, I just go in there. I want the barbecue bacon burger, and I want extra onions. That's it.
That's why she doesn't want you to go.
No, she likes it when we go there. But because she likes their blackened chicken thing or whatever it is that everybody loves, that chicken thing.
I thought you, when you said you're going to break the diet, all the food was the cake that you had this morning.
I did have a little piece of cake. I did. It was good. I'm down 6% body fat. All right. Since the new year. Get out of here. I'm getting in shape for softball. I got to hit dingers. That's the plan. Base hits and not getting injured. That's the real plan. All right.
Injured.
Listen, this is my plan here, is not get injured. So I'm getting in shape. Plus, we're going to have that celebrity softball game. I'm going to yoke one over the fence.
Yeah, we did.
Like the actual fence, not this little guy. The 320 down left. I'll hit
just
that.
A bit outside.
But the so if you have those two things in front of you, and I'm going to tweet this out right now. Put this out there right now. Which one are you choosing to eat, the nachos or the burger? I am nachos. I would choose, if I had my two favorite things sitting there. Now, if we're adding into the equation those wing fries they got over the press box, now there's a discussion.
If people didn't know you, they think like...
Listen, if I didn't work out you all work the out. Time and run and watch what I eat, I... well,
you
I
don't work
really
out to get in shape. You work out to eat.
Yes, I do. And drink beer.
And drink beer.
No, legit. Oh. Like, my wife says all the time, she's like, you'd be in even better... There. You'd be in even better shape if you would just not drink as much beer and then on the weekends eat as many fries as you do. And I was like, yeah, but that's the whole reason that I drink or I work out, is so I can... hit a home run and eat as many fries as possible and drink as much beer as I can. That's life for
true
me.
True story.
Why can't we all have just our happy things?
Hey! What are you doing?
Dude, if you get the nachos stuck together, that's one nacho.
That's right. That's true. I also suggested to one of our newer hosts in the building, Double J's, over on 106.3. He was telling me, and again, very good nachos. He was talking about De Leon's. They have good nachos. I said, yes. Never had them sober. I will say that. So I bet they're even better when you're sober. But, yeah. And actually, I told him to go to Taco Inn. Taco Inn's nachos are super good, too. I like nachos, can you tell? But Taco Inn's nachos are legit.
You know, I kind of like Amigos nachos.
Amigos nachos. Yeah. Did you know you can go there and order just chips and cheese and add meat?
Ooh.
Because then you get like the is that an enchilada sauce? I don't even know. It's good.
Oh,
know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good though. It's really but you get just chips and cheese, add meat. It's like $2 cheaper.
Yes, you know, have you had the nachos at Fuzzy's?
Darn right. I've had nachos everywhere in town.
Well, I'm just asking. I've never...
Listen, I like nachos. So I'm not bagging on these other places by saying Bison Witches is my favorite. I'm just saying, like, if we're ranking them. But no, the wing fries at Press Box. Oh, my God.
I'm a huge fan.
I will tell you, I'm choosing a burger.
Are you a burger guy?
I'm burger, because Severe just tweeted out back to you, and I agree with him.
What did he say?
I can't tell how much I dislike nacho cheese. I'm that way. If I'm getting nachos,
what
it's
kind
not
of nacho
what,
cheese?
Like that nacho cheese that goes on nachos. That's
no
orange,
not
gunky. That's disgusting.
Listen, I don't know where you guys are eating nachos, that's not the nacho cheese. That's not the nacho cheese on any of the places we just named. But Taco Bell has that nacho cheese.
Ugh, nauseous.
And even then, I will say, to Taco Bell, like the little nacho and the little thingy,
yep.
I could do that every once in a while.
Yep.
But no, that's not, what are you guys, where are you guys eating nachos?
I'm not, but I'm just saying, that's like, when you say nacho, I think people think that kind of nacho. I think they
do. It's your favorite nacho in the world. It could be whatever your favorite is.
I still
is.
Choose the burger.
Burgers are great. Yes. I'm not saying burgers are bad.
No.
By saying I'd go to nacho cheese, or to nachos. I feel bad that you're eating nachos somewhere that has...
I eat nachos in like one place
like
in town.
Like, are you thinking movie theater nachos?
I think that's
which
what
those
people
those are brilliant,
go,
even if you're just
disgusting.
At a movie theater. No, they're not.
Yes, they are. That
not
cheese
if you're
is awful. That bad
like at a ballpark?
Cheese.
Okay,
I don't
on.
Eat them.
Hold on. Real quick, because I'm about to... You and I, we have been nothing but like yeah. tight, right?
Yeah.
This might ruin our show.
It might. Let's go.
Because I have a question for you then.
Okay. I don't eat nachos at ballparks.
Have you never had, and how do you, does it mean you don't like Frito Pies?
I don't eat them.
What? What? You're Dude, a baseball
I,
player?
If I go to baseball, I'm eating a hot
you've
dog.
You've never had a,
or,
you've never taken, hold on.
Or I'm getting peanuts.
Hold on.
Cracker Jacks.
Please wait, and I'm going to say, I think
and I'm
you're,
dipping.
I think you're misunderstanding, yeah, you are. I think you're misunderstanding me, so I want to make sure I'm clear on this, because... Gary Jerry's going to have to stop asking you baseball questions if you answer this one.
No, that's not
like
true.
He will, because real baseball players, you grew up where you take a Frito, like a bag See, of Fritos,
I
open
know.
The top, dump the chili in,
no.
and then put that cheese on
can
top
I tell
of
you
it
that I never,
with a fork?
Can I tell you I never heard of that until I came to Nebraska?
I am so, do you let your kids do it at least?
They do it, yeah, but I don't.
So your kids are real
Ty
baseball
will eat
players.
It. Ty will eat it, but.
Dude, when I played, like, that was, I'd tell my dad, if I go 3 for 4 after my third hit, I expect that waiting for me in the dugout.
In the dugout?
I would eat during games.
In the dugout.
Oh, yeah. I was on Papillion's traveling team. That or chicken nuggets. Like, he'd bring me a 20 spot sometimes. Just sit and eat some chicken nuggets.
So
it was good.
You just said you'd be down for Taco Bell nachos?
I would eat them.
Yeah?
I'm going to try to, I need to try to finish that. That'll make me happy to get that down. I got a challenge. Myself a little bit.
Yeah.
That was that like dude eating that food. That was brutal.
Brian Shaw.
I'm so sad for you. You don't like those? How
no,
are you?
I'm not
how
a did fan. You, it's not
you,
me.
You
it's
realize
me.
You could have probably played baseball at North Carolina had you eaten those
no,
as a kid.
We didn't even have I really don't remember ever hearing that until I got
they
here.
Call them, they call I've also heard them call I call them Frito Pie. Other people sometimes call them like chili boats.
Walking taco
walking
or something.
Walking taco is something yeah. totally
something different.
Different.
I don't know. I don't
a
eat that stuff.
Walking taco is a Mexican taco that has like pork and you eat it. That's not, it makes me so mad when people call a Frito pie a walking taco.
I just see it on the concession, like whatever the menu sometimes.
Like I want to ask them, what did your parents do to you as a child? Mm. I'm so sad for you, Hooks.
I've got a guy, well,
That's true. I need to realize that we live in a world of absolutes now. So if I like nachos, it means I hate burgers apparently.
Yes.
Oh, dang it. Cheese Whiz nachos. Those aren't nachos. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate that. That's true. Those aren't nachos. Have you? So you've never had the nachos from Bison Witches?
No.
One of these days.
We'll go down.
Let's go down there.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy yours. You sit down with me.
Okay.
Well, you all have your own tray.
Oh, boy.
I'll have my tray. Don't worry. I'll eat whatever you don't after I finish mine. Like, my wife buys one. The best world, the best scenario is when I buy the chili cheese one. She buys the chicken one. I smash my chili cheese nachos.
And then you're
I
on
half
the second.
Hers. Yeah. God, you make me so sad.
That's just what it is.
Nacho burgers, duh, coming from Chris. I like where his head's at. That would be really good.
The nachos that are really good, you didn't mention. The ones that Ty eats all the time.
Where at?
Gate 25 nachos.
Those are good.
Those are
they
really
are.
Good nachos.
They use a, is that a Gouda cheese? What is the cheese that they
oh,
use on there?
Oh, gosh, what is
I'm
it?
I'm not a cream cheese guy. So, like, any type.
This has, like, a blue cheese peppercorn
yeah,
sauce
see, like,
on
like
it.
Cream
with
cheese or blue cheese is rough for me.
With, like, the sautéed onions.
No, they're really good. They're really good.
Pork.
It's a little. The cream cheese gets me a little, or not cream cheese. The
peppercorn sauce a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, but
it's
they
good.
Are good.
They're good.
No, Gate 25 makes good food. We're lucky. As a fatty, like I could tell you, we are lucky in this town with
we
the
are.
Food that we
Very.
Have at our disposal. So that's not too bad. I am Dell, the barbecue Yoda himself.
Team Burger, baby.
Said Team Burger. I know he is. I lived next door to him for years. Yeah. All right? And he knows... I will eat a plate of nachos without blinking. Like, that's just fair. All right. So that's fine. I can't believe is Hooks possibly a Russian spy because he's never had a Frito pie, chili boats, whatever you want to call them. That might be our next Twitter poll. Cause I don't know. I can't trust you anymore.
That's okay.
It's not, dude. We do this show. It's got a, you know, in order to entertain the 12, there has to be a level of trust.
All right. I'm
going to make you.
If I'm gone, I'm taking six with me.
No, you're not. This summer, if we can get you out on the ball diamond again.
All you got to do is go on vacation and then we'll see what happens.
That's true. I'm planning one here this summer. I think I'm going to take 2 weeks and go to Western Nebraska. There's a brewery out there that you can fish at. They got their own, what is it, Scratch Town, I think it is.
Scratch Town?
No, it's not Scratch Town. It's Bootleggers Brewing Company. They have, you can rent cabins or camp.
Really?
They've got a lake you can fish on, and it's right by a really nice golf course.
What town's it by?
I don't know. What's way out, Broken Bow, probably. Look up Bootlegger Brewing. It's good stuff. But I'm going to go out there, I think, for a few days. And did I tell you I'm going to see Rage Against the Machine?
Yeah,
I got my tickets. I'm going to South Dakota beginning of June.
Nice.
June 9th or something like that, 11th.
Nice.
So Rage Against the Machine, baby. It's going to be awesome.
Heck yeah.
I'm going to go stay in Brandon, South Dakota.
Sounds fun.
It's next to Sioux Falls. Good place. I don't know if I'm allowed back in Sioux Falls. Last time I was there, it was a wedding 2 years ago. I got kicked out of two bars.
What?
Yeah, I'm with you. Last time I was there was when the Huskers played up there last year.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Were you like three sheets, huh?
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Real quick, tomorrow, Michigan State coming to town. Nebraska's winning that, right?
Boy.
Because it's every other game.
Every other game, like I said. It's like, and even Robin said, it's every other game, but boy. I want to be positive about it, and it's going to be at home. The environment's going to be good, I think, because Michigan State's coming to town. Yeah. Izzo's going to want him walking out. It's going to be tough, man. Those guys average, I mean, they go like eight deep, nine
they're
deep.
Really
they're really good. You have Cassius Winston on that team. They got big guys. I mean, they average over 75 a game. They're down a little bit for them. They're just in the bottom half of the top 25. They just had a loss of the night at Maryland like we did. But I don't good story. You'll have amongst that, you have Hoiberg's kid. He will be on the bench over there.
Nice.
Coming back.
I hope every time Cam Mack hits a three, he does the three goggles to Hoiberg's kid. Just mocks him relentlessly.
Played in 12 games.
Has
this
he?
Year.
Getting buckets, no doubt.
Yeah. 3-point average.
All right.
Shot nine times.
All right, let's take a real... I'm so disappointed in you. Like, it's okay. I can't believe it. How is your wife... No, I'm more disappointed in Bird. How is your wife not not shown you the greatness that is chili boats?
I'm sure Frito she's pie. Tried. She's tried, but I'm a hard head, man.
Frito pie.
I don't listen to a lot of people.
You would have been so much better at baseball had you known how great Frito pies are. Huh. All right.
Could have changed my life.
Yeah. You might be right now mad at Rob Manfred in Major League Baseball. Or, better yet, you could have been on the Astros cheating. Because you'd have been that good.
Yeah, and I would have been that.
You'd have been that good at that. Did you like LeBron James chiming in?
Yeah, sure.
Nachos inside of a burger is good.
I mean...
Do you stuff burgers at all?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'll do that. Absolutely. Any kind of burger, man.
Favorite nachos, Super Taco, really good. Seaberries, they're really good. Taco Inn, Bison, which is Old Chicago's nachos, are super underrated. They are very good as well. We got another one saying it's a burger, but I'm literally not picking one unless there's a gun to my head. You'd probably eat both of them, he's saying. I don't blame him. I like where his head's at there. All right, let's take our first break. We'll do caller number 5. 466-3776, 466-ESPN, caller number 5. You can go ahead and call in the show, and we'll hook you up with movie tickets down to the Grand Theater on us. You can get their nachos while you're down there. They got the cheese whiz nachos. That's the kind those are.
No.
They're a little different. than like the nachos I'm talking about. But they're still at a movie theater, though. That's what I expect. They actually have down there gourmet nachos too. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, where they make the pizzas. They got the area now. So you can do both of those things. But all right, caller five right now, 466-3776. When we come back, I want to get into some NFL free agency. We're a month out, but there's so much conversation about different players, where they might go. And Derrick Henry finally tried to set the market for himself. Wait till you hear what he said. Oh, boy. Back after this.